GiveSendGo is the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world. Yes, free. Other crowdfunding sites will charge you nasty, hidden fees, but not GiveSendGo. While our third-party processor does charge a small fee to givers upon donating, GiveSendGo's platform is free of fees because we believe you earn the money you raise. So the next time you're looking to raise money for a friend, or you've got a mission of your own, come to GiveSendGo.com, the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world.
Good afternoon to, or morning or evening, wherever you are, whenever you are watching this video, our Spotlight crew out there around the world. We GiveSendGo is now in 40 countries, about to expand into even more. So we have people that tune in and check in on GiveSendGo from all over the place. And I'm happy to welcome you all to hear from a campaign that's now actually been on GiveSendGo for a little while. I mean, we've had you on the platform for a little bit, so I'm excited to introduce Mark and Terry. Stamen. Mark and Terry Stamen in their campaign on GiveSendGo, which is givesendgo.com/saving our family. givesendgo.com/saving our family. Those of you that are watching, that will be in the links below this, and you can click on it and read more about their journey and their fundraising effort at that URL. And we also have another special guest, Mary Flynn O'Neill. Some of you might recognize that name in the middle there, Flynn, and have a hint to who this person may be. But I'm going to let you guys talk a little bit about who you are and where your backgrounds are, what brought you together. So why don't we begin with you, Mark and Terry, about a little bit about yourself and how you came to hear about GiveSendGo, and then also the fundraising journey that you're on. And then we'll get into your connection to Mary.
Okay, well, thanks, Jacob. We really appreciate you having us on. We're very honored and pleased to be with you, the GiveSendGo team, and our sister patriot, the great Mary Flynn O'Neill. So I'll let Terry go.
Yeah, so, I think I actually became aware of GiveSendGo maybe through Project Veritas. Okay. I think maybe we're using it for one of their whistleblowers or somebody. And so when we decided to do a fundraiser, I decided to go with GiveSendGo. So we didn't have any of the problems that we, you know, people might have when they use the other platforms of being canceled or et cetera. So we started using GiveSendGo, and like you said, we've been using it for quite a while, and we're really happy with the service that we're getting there. The customer service is extraordinary. Your team probably knows me pretty well by now. The customer service is just exceptional. So I just, you know, can't say enough about that. And we've just really had a good experience with our fundraiser, which you mentioned is Saving Our Family. And it is to do with our personal situation with our family that we're dealing with the unlawful separation of our children from us by the state. Mark is a 20-year veteran of the Air Force, and we have 7 children that we were homeschooling. And as I said, our children have been unlawfully separated from us. So the fundraiser is to help us to keep moving forward as we work to restore our family. And so that's our fundraiser. And
okay. And so some context. How long has that been ongoing with
our situation? Has been ongoing for a little over 6 years. We've had the fundraiser I think maybe a little over a year now.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just want to let you know, Jacob, that Terry and I have been married for 24 years. We're very happy together, and in the midst of what happened to us, and we can get into that as the interview unfolds. And I know you also asked about how we connected with Mary Flynn O'Neill.
Right.
We have 7 beautiful children, as Terry mentioned, and I want to say something about Give, Stand, Go, because the effects of what happened to us in 2016 in respect to our children being stolen from us had a debilitating impact on our life, and to the point where we have been put in a very difficult financial and social situation. And so when we heard about Give, Stand, Go, and we were seeing what was happening with so many other so-called fundraisers, and we saw how you guys ran your operation. And one thing I like in particular is the way that you guys give donators the option to also contribute directly. I think that you guys had at the time, I think you had a way that people could donate specifically to you guys. And I think that's great. And because you kind of leave it in their hands. And I just want people to know that, as Terry said, Give, Stand, Go has been just exceptional in respect to the customer service. I mean, anything that we've had, and it's just been great. Easily, very kind in our engagement with your people, which is a testimony of the quality of people you guys have. And then, you know, that also speaks well as to the truck, because the people who donate, those are the ones who really that the people who are in difficult situations really benefit from. And so, it's a great testimony what you guys are doing now by way of these interviews, because the people who donate, and we're very, very grateful for the ones who have helped us, because it was instrumental in with where we were at in our life. And you know, it's still an ongoing thing, but people can have confidence in knowing that that they're being taken, that, you know, that they're being, their money you know, is being handled responsibly, and then it will get to you know, it has gotten to us, and we know it's there, and it's going to be used for, you know, stated purposes that we established, which is very important to what we're fighting, because we have families right now, Jacob, that are being terrorized, unlawfully separated, as Terry said. They're being broken up, destroyed. Our children are ending up in child trafficking rings through the corrupt CPS and family court system in our country. And we can talk more about that as we go forward. But
right.
I just want you to know that the work you guys do is having a tremendous impact. And we have heard, and we've even seen in respect to other things that have been happening in, you know, in our country, and then even up in Canada, in respect to some other fundraising things. And so you guys taking the position that you have is really uplifting, that, you know, you're not going to bow down to what you're calling your mission is. And so that encourages us in what we do in respect to our mission. And so so we just want to say that we appreciate you. And even though this is a very difficult time, and then I'll let Terry talk a little bit about how she connected with Mary Flynn O'Neill, a very dear friend of ours. And it's kind of a unique thing, and the way how it all came about. But would you like to share a little bit about that?
I can do that. Mary and I met on Twitter. She came
on Twitter. Okay, there we go. That's the place. There, it's a happy. I mean, it's all over the news. I actually just got off an interview on Real America's Voice about Elon Musk and Twitter. There's a lot happening with Twitter right now, but okay. So that was the connection point between the two of you. Fantastic.
That was a while ago though, before all this big news and stuff, but yeah, I had reached out to her because one of the things that I like to do is to help to educate people and help other families that are going through similar to what we've had to deal with. And so I had reached out to Mary to share with her what was happening within the system that's dealing with children. And she let me know that she already knew about what was happening, or she knew, you know, something similar to that. And so we just hit it off from there, because I didn't really need, she knew, and I'll let her share how she knew she needs to. But she's been so great and helpful to us, and such a great friend through this journey.
They're heroes. These two people are heroes. They have given so many people support and hope because of their own experience. And that's sharing stuff that's very personal, and it's very hard, and it's very it's just really noble of them to do this, and their pain and all their, experiences that they've been going through with the law, they're not having their children, and it's happening in so many families, and right. It happened in my family. So we connected because I had this experience as a grandmother with my own middle daughter going through a really hard time in family court, and they took my grandchildren from her in the middle of the night. And, so we all have these extremely painful stories, but out of that pain, you have faith, right? You got to have faith.
Right.
And these people have strong faith, as I, and everything in my life and my family's life with my brother's persecution, which is really where I saw social media, because I'm not a big social media person, but our family was getting so much support from the American people that it opened up another door for me with Terry and a whole nother world of prayerful people, but their own, their own heartaches and their own experiences they're going through. And that's what people need. People need to connect with each other. And we need to do that. We need to continue to do that. American people have to stick together, and we have to keep fighting for the children. And I came out of, my brother's persecution, strong and hopeful, because the American people gave us hope. They gave our family hope. And by the way, there's 9 of us, so I know what a big family it's.
Yes, I remember him telling me that. Yeah, 9. Yes.
So I know those things, you know, bad situations can lead to good situations. If you have faith, if you have your belief in Jesus and you believe in, your faith, and as Christians, we really need to stick together and unite. Right. And these families are what it's all about. Their family, your children and your wife and Terry and Mark, that this is what it's about.
Right.
I've raised my kids, but I have grandchildren, but I'm going to continue to fight for families.
Right.
I'm going to continue to fight as hard as I can for the children and the families, because the people, the bad people, the people that are hurting this country have hurt the families and hurt this country. And it's got to stop. We have to unite and take care of each other any way we can.
Right.
Even if it's in prayer. Prayer is very important. So,
which is, that is so true. Everything that you just said, and we recognize it so much here at Give, Send, Go. I was going to ask you guys, we do, as you see on the campaign page, we have a pray now button where people can click that and send a message to people. And that's, you're not going to find that on any other platform. But one of the things that we started a year ago, and I don't know if you guys started your campaign prior to this, but we actually started, we hired a whole bunch of prayer warriors, people that had lived their life and recognized how valuable faith and family is and to our country and our culture and our society. And we brought them on to engage with people that were using our platform. So just a side question, did you guys get a call from one of our prayer partners? I'm curious, or were you right before that had happened?
I'm not sure. I don't want to say we didn't, because I don't know.
About how long ago did you set up your campaign?
I think it's been over a year.
Okay, so you probably missed that. We came in early last year, probably March sometime, and really started to develop. We only had one person initially, but now we have like 6 or 7 people, and they daily call every new campaign as it comes on and begins raising money, and they pray with the families, the people that are raising money for whatever situation God's bringing them through, whatever situation they find themselves in. And it's an incredible opportunity to share hope with people. And so if you ever set up another campaign, it will put you back in the list, and you'll probably get a phone call. And if they don't get in touch with you, they leave you a great message on the phone as well. And we've seen some amazing, amazing testimonies from that feature, because Mary, like you said, people, they, not only are there people that are attacking the family deliberately and trying to undermine the family, I really believe that there is a movement afoot of godly, grounded families and units, people like Mark and Terry, who and yourself, that are standing firm in what we believe and beginning to see a tide begin to turn. I really feel like this sense of things beginning to turn. So I'm excited for what the future holds. I know that it's always dark before dawn, as they say, and sometimes things can look pretty scary, but God is on the move. And we see that every single day with hundreds of campaigns that continue daily to come through the site, and people stepping out to do amazing things, and to see God perform and do amazing things through their fundraising campaign. I'm always reminded of this verse in 2 Corinthians that said, our light and momentary afflictions are creating an eternal weight of glory inside of us. Like, there's a purpose behind, like you were saying, Mary, there's a purpose behind the things that we go through. Sometimes we can't see it. And it's important for us to just grab hold of the perspective that there's something bigger happening than even our momentary, temporary afflictions. And Paul was somebody that's writing, he's in jail and he's been beaten and he's had horrible things. And he says, my light and momentary afflictions. I'm like, man, there's some perspective there. But as you guys continue to travel out your journey, just grab hold of that perspective that there is something so much valuable, and Mary's already testified to it. The value of what you've gone through now for so many other people is humongous.
You have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to givesendgo.com and set up your campaign. Then share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.givesendgo.com.
So you've been fundraising, you have this campaign. Again, people, you can check it out, givesendgo.com/savingourfamily. There's a website as well, which is letourchildrengo.org. So people can go there, right? That's an active website, letourchildrengo.org.
Yes, and there's a tab there for our story where they can go to see past interviews we've done to learn more about what's going on with our family. Yeah.
Okay. So what would you say is the latest? What's your latest for people? I know a little bit about the story, having seen some of the previous interviews. Where are you guys at? What's your need for more funds? I know that these battles are not cheap, right? I mean, these things cost money to fight in the legal system. Where are you guys at in this battle?
Yeah, we're still trying to find an attorney that will actually take the case. So that is part of our need. Okay. Moving forward is being able to have funds to hopefully secure somebody once we find them. And then, also just being able to keep moving forward, to do whatever we need to do to rescue our children. And then the work that it's going to take to restore our family, because our children have been, severely traumatized. So there's going to be a lot of things that need to be done to heal our family once we can end this stage of what's happening.
Right, right.
Wow. Yeah, so Jacob, I just want to say real quick, if I may, I appreciate you highlighting the fact that you guys have a prayer team. And the reason I want to mention this as to why this is so critical to what you do is because you know, the spirit of giving really originates in the depth of our hearts and our spirits. And so that you guys have, along with what you do, a group of people dedicated to praying, it moved, the spirit moves in the, in among the prayers of his people. And so that's where the point of generosity flows. And, you know, it isn't always just financial. I mean, there are people who can step up in different ways just by becoming aware of someone's need.
Right.
And so that's kind of what was so appealing to us, is because in connecting with Mary, Mary, when she was active on Twitter before we all got back in, I think, January of last year, she often put out a lot of scripture posts and just about just encouraging things out of the Word. And there were things that she would put out that in the midst of our hardship, that, you know, from the kindness of her heart and how the Spirit was leading her, that were encouraging to us. And so just knowing that there are people that are driven by the right things, by the Spirit of our Father, you know, is very encouraging, because we've seen the outcome of that in the spirit of giving. You know, this is what makes America great. And so we're just really grateful, you know, for Mary's friendship. And, you know, we've had the pleasure of meeting her brother, Joe, and we know about General Flynn. They're all great people. And but, you know, they genuinely care about America. And so when we talk about, we're just humble people, we just feel like we're just doing what we need to do. But, you know, everybody's a hero who steps up to the plate and do what needs to be done. And there are many people who are now beginning to wake up and step up. And so our hope is that with what you guys are continuing to do with the Give, Send, Go mission, that you also will continue to be magnified by the Spirit. And so we're just excited to see about where all this is going, because in doing the right things and following that lead, we do see the victory before us. Yeah, there have been some hard times, but, you know, when you have the right people in the right places doing the right things, well, you know, the only thing that's left for us is to have that victory. And so that's what we're looking for. And it's all in His timing. And so we know it's going to happen. But I just want to touch upon that, because it is a key part of what you guys do.
Yeah, I mean, it's so good. I mean, it's so awesome to hear in the midst of just difficulty and navigating the reality of life and the difficulties that come at us, that the testimony of people that can keep their head straight, because, man, life can throw some doozies at you. And to be able to just continue to say, listen, I'm going to trust God in the midst of circumstances that just don't seem that, you know, that they're overwhelming. And it's incredible to see you guys sit there and be able to do that. And I know that's the testimony that people need to see. And we're glad to be able to share this with people, you know, that the need to continue to endure in spite of the circumstances of our lives. Incredible. So cool. And I'm so glad that you came to Give, Send, Go to use the platform for your fundraising needs, because there are others out there. And, you know, there's options in the marketplace. And every time that we run into somebody and people are using us, it's such an amazing thing to us. And it's really cool to see what God's doing through the platform and magnifying it and allowing us these opportunities to spotlight people like you that have used the platform and to just be edified by what's happening in this movement going forward. So without taking too much more time, because I don't want this to belabor anything, but do you guys have any last words about, you know, about your campaign, things that you want to say, inform people of, so that they can know how to get in touch with you, ways that they can reach out to you, ways that they can hear more about? We gave them the website, letourchildrengo.org. Any other ways that you want to mention to them?
Yes, we can be reached through email at letourchildrengo@protonmail.com.
Okay, letourchildrengo@protonmail.com.
Yeah, that's a great way to get in touch with us. And we'd love to hear from people. We really appreciate the work that you're doing. You and Heather are doing it at Give, Send, Go. And we appreciate all that you've done for us and the way that you've stuck beside other people too, that some people have tried to cancel out. We really appreciate what you all are doing.
Thank you. It means a lot. Yeah, people don't realize the magnitude of where technology has come in people's lives and the effect that canceling people can have on them. I mean, you guys probably don't know this because we don't share this story all the time, but we had a military veteran who was deplatformed that we knew of right around the same time as Kyle Rittenhouse, where we were the only platform that was willing to stand for our judicial system and say people are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law and they have a right to due process, all of those things. But this young man was convicted in the court of public opinion. His name was Jake Gardner, a military veteran, and was in a similar situation. He was deplatformed and shut off from everything. He didn't know about Give, Send, Go at the time. This was prior to Kyle and us kind of getting into that national spotlight. And he ultimately, his story is very tragic. He ended up coming to Give, Send, Go right when his grand jury convened because they were coming after him in the witch hunt of all of those events surrounding George Floyd and the unrest and everything. And he ends up committing suicide. And it was a direct result, if I pulled the whole story apart, it was a direct result of platforms like Facebook and Twitter and GoFundMe, these big woke corporations that say, we're going to allow you to speak. We're not going to allow you to speak. We're going to dehumanize you. We're going to push this agenda over this thing. And that's not how we find truth. It's never how we find truth. Truth it comes through discourse and discussion. It's so important for us. Bad ideas in the realm of open discussion get thrown by the wayside because truth wins out. It's what is revealed to be true. And so this fear of ideas different than our own is horrific. And this censorship, it actually has real life consequences. And in this case with Jake Gardner, an honorably discharged military member, served two tours in Iraq, killed himself because a direct result because of being deplatformed everywhere. And if he had known about Give, Send, Go earlier, I think he'd still be here like Kyle is. Kyle didn't go through his whole thing alone. He raised over $600,000 on Give, Send, Go. He saw tens of thousands of people supporting him, cheering him on, praying for him. And there was a community there that allowed him to continue on and not be overly discouraged. And this guy didn't because he didn't know about it. It's so valuable, the work of technology platforms that are emerging to continue to champion freedom and free speech for people. And we're going to continue to do that here at Give, Send, Go. That's our commitment to you guys and people that are looking for a safe place to fundraise. So Mary, anything from you before we close?
Well, I think that's important. I mean, we, our beliefs are nice to the left. I mean, to people that are hurting the country and hurting, they're just trying to destroy. And that's been going on for decades. To stand up and take no more nonsense from this side and not let our country slip away through our fingers and let them take advantage of good people anymore. And Christians, I'm going to say this, were born for battle. They were born to fight. In history of Christians, we were born to fight and we have to fight.
That's so true. And the Apostle Paul, my favorite verses, I was a ref.
You to fight for this country.
Right.
The whole world is.
We do have to fight. And you reminded me of my favorite verse. I was a wrestler for many years in junior high, high school, and college. And it was in Ephesians 6. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and darkness. And that's where the battle's won first. And Mary, you talked about that with praying people, because that's how that battle is won, by people that are committed to praying and That's why we grounded our company in that. That's why you guys are continuing to be who you are, is because you are praying people, and you understand the value of prayer. And Christians are called to that battlefield, no doubt. 100%.
Absolutely.
All right, man, it has been an amazing half an hour talking to you guys, getting to know you a little bit more. And hopefully, as we continue to grow the Gifts and Go Spotlight channel, we're going to bring you back again to give us the future update of how things have progressed from today, from where we are right now, to the next time that we get you back on, and you can share a little bit more about how things have moved forward, what God's continued to do through this situation, because he takes bad things and he does something beautiful with them. And it's amazing to see that. And you can see it just in the smiles on your faces in the midst of adversity. So super glad that I was able to talk with you guys again. Again, for those listening, giftsandgo.com/saving our family. giftsandgo.com/saving our family. You guys can come hop onto the campaign page, check out what they're fundraising for, their page, click the Give Now button, give some money to help them in their endeavor. And also click the pray now button. Pray, send them a prayer message, pray over what they're doing, and then share it with people that you know. So you check that out. You can also go to letourchildrengo.org and you can see more about their story there as well, which is on the campaign page. So we'll have that listed below. You guys, wonderful talking to you. I look forward to seeing you again in the future at some point. I'm sure we'll be able to run into each other and in all of our cross paths. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to Shine Brightly and hearing about the wonderful things God is doing through people all around the world. Do you or someone you know have a Gifts and Go campaign you'd like featured in one of our Spotlight episodes? If the answer is yes, fill out the form linked in this episode's description, or head on over to our Gab or Facebook pages and fill out the form pinned at the top of the page. Once your form is submitted, your campaign will be considered for this amazing opportunity to be interviewed by one of the co-founders of Gifts and Go to discuss and spread the word about your campaign. Keep shining brightly.